could have been a pretty special win. How do you react to that to finish up a good comeback?
Well, we're not going to get drawn into a gallant fight back conversation. Our start was not at the level we'd like. Got beaten on the inside and the outside. And, you know, it's a little inconsistency that we've got to learn to iron out as a footy club. And our players and coaching staff are going to use the break to review that, but also refresh and keep working towards more consistency.
How hard is it to analyse games like that when there is such a polar opposite in terms of performance?
Every game we analyse quite similar. We know what happened in the middle two quarters. We know what happened at the start. So it's a simple process.
When did you put that final quarter down to? Was it both sides made adjustments, obviously, but was it that, or was it just not going in hard enough contest? What did you think was the problem there?
Oh, I think both teams had their opportunities in the last. They capitalised. We turned some balls over that we shouldn't have. We fought really hard in the middle two terms and maybe ran out of a few legs having some youngsters out there, but we'll never hold that as an excuse.
Talk about the start and not having a great start. They seem to capitalise a lot of their inside people, like scoring a goal or a scoring shot almost every time. That's something you pride yourself on this year. What do you think went wrong there? Was it a breakdown?
Yeah, they got us in and around stoppage. I think they kicked 8 goals, 6 for the game from stoppage, and many of them in the first quarter and a bit. So, they won the ball on the inside and got us on the outside. We regrouped at quarter time. Coaches made some structural changes. Players reset their minds and, worked really hard in those middle two quarters. But by and large, they got us inside and outside the stoppage game. Yeah.
Brendan, you said you don't want to be the gallant loss. Are you sick of people thinking you're a young team and that's just what happens? This team's ready to play the full four quarters and win games?
The reality is we are a young team and we have been on a reset and we're a year and a bit into that. But it's really important that our players understand that standards are incredibly high and we will not shy away from both the players and us as coaches. And our players in particular hear that message loud and clear, and I'm sure our supporters, who I'm talking to now, want to hear that loud and clear. We're trying to fast-track this as quick as we can. Yes, there's a reality we're young, but we'll never hold that as an excuse.
The umpiring in the game was a point of attention, certainly amongst your fans on social media, etc. Did you think it was fair overall, sort of 11-3 at time?
Yeah. You're throwing a little time bomb out there for me to answer in that area. Listen, they have an incredibly difficult job. Our game's really complex to umpire. I'd have to go back and look at the tape and say yes there or not there, but in every game, just like coaches and players, umpires make mistakes. Were they in their favour, our favour post the game? I'd have to have deep analysis on the tape to have that assessment. But it's an incredibly hard job, and I think umpires do a terrific job.
How important do you think Matthew Breese's performance was?
I think, moreover, now we're going into the bye, it's